Kate Hess Pace comes from a long line of Hoosiers. Concerned about politics and the world around her, especially those in need, she left Indiana in 2010 to work as a community organizer in Minnesota. She returned this year to help Southern Indiana people build blocks of power and it's hoped improve their lives. Founder of Hoosier Action, Hess Pace joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here, and my guest in the studio this week, Kate Hess Pace. Thanks for being on Big Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Kate is a social justice warrior, and a fellow by the name of Jesse Meyerson, who apparently has helped you set up Hoosier Action, he has this quote on you. She is a visionary organizer.
Well, I think all good organizers, of which there are many across the country, ultimately we're optimists who believe and can start to see a better world and have committed ourselves and our lives to that, to the task of bringing, getting closer to that world.
Optimist. Right before we started this recording, we talked about, well, who's at fault for the, you know, the state we're in these days. And I threw it out there that, hey, the citizenry has been asleep. But you said, hey, wait a minute, mister.
The reason why people don't have what they need or have less in communities is because of a power disparity. Our work is to organize people into collective blocks to build power so they can win the things they need in the world. So it's less of individuals aren't doing what they should, and more how do we build and be a vehicle so that we can collectively build power and win things like higher wages or paid sick time or end predatory lending. And none of that will happen without building power. Part of what you're doing, and sometimes people call community organizing being a democratic practitioner. So you are teaching and training and working with people to build their capacity to act for themselves and their communities.
That would be democratic with a small d?
Yes. And also I would say because other people in this country are clear about power, they have constructed a set of things that have eroded both our democracy and the power of our individual vote. So yes, your vote matters, and we're going to be working hard on the elections, but there are many, many other ways for people to exercise and build power for change.
Just a couple of weeks ago, a whole bunch of groups from around the nation got together, went to Washington, and went into the various senators' offices while the ACA repeal was being argued, and did actions at these offices. It was called Kill the Bill, Don't Kill Us.
We sent five people, four members of Hoosier Action. We're affiliated with a national group called the Center for Popular Democracy, which has community organizing groups across the country. And they brought people from all 50 states to go into each Republican senator's office that was going to vote to repeal the ACA.
Were there arrests?
Yes. Taking arrest isn't something that we take lightly, and it's not something we'll do regularly, but it is a tool in the toolbox of ways that we assert and build our power. And for us, we've been talking to hundreds of people who stand to lose their health care if the ACA was repealed. And so that, for us, required disruption to make our voices as loud as possible that this vote was going to kill people across the state of Indiana.
This is disruption in terms of civil disobedience.
Yes.
Okay. Does it work?
It certainly has through the course of the history of social change. It is always needs to be a tactic embedded inside of a larger strategy. So it's not like we just disrupted and participated in civil disobedience. We've called and we met with Senator Donnelly, state director, and we've collected lots of stories. We had op-eds placed in the Washington Post and on Mike.com about Hoosiers that would be hurt by this vote. So yes, it works if it's embedded inside of a larger strategy, which is what you saw over time through the civil rights movement.
You were here growing up with your family in Bloomington. Then about 2010, you dashed off to Minnesota to work with a group called Isaiah. What's that all about?
Isaiah is a organization across the state of Minnesota that does faith-based community organizing. So they work largely with faith institutions, and that's really where I cut my teeth as an organizer and learned skills and led a set of campaigns around mostly economic justice issues and then defeating the voter ID amendment that was on the ballot in 2012.
Would some of those same issues be at play here in Indiana in 2017 and beyond?
Absolutely. I got an email this morning about a new payday product that is coming through. And Indiana doesn't have great laws for everyday consumers. And in fact, even in this town, there's a bunch of subprime car lending that happens so that people that have low or no credit are the most likely to be ripped off and charged interest rates up to 300%.
What odd days we're in.
It is a strange moment in this country's history. Yes, it is.
Sort of a crossroads?
I kind of hope it's a crossroads. I like I said, I'm in a vocation of optimists, not unstrategic optimists, maybe pragmatic optimists. And I do see a lot of people angry and woken up to the necessity to redirect a whole set of things in this country.
Are there a lot of people who just think that the whole system's corrupt and so why should I bother?
Yes, there are. And there's a lot of people that are kind of mired in shame and despair. And a lot of the work of bringing people, of organizing, is bringing people out of kind of a personal shame and a despair that things can't get better and that the world just comes at them over and over toward some belief that we can collectively be a part of something better.
So in a way, part of your job is to get out there and sort of grab people by the shoulder and say, come on with me. Is that true?
I mean, I think so. I think organizing in some ways is a set of deep and powerful invitations for people to think differently about who they are in the world and what's possible, and to take a couple steps forward towards that vision.
And one of the ways to do that is to knock on doors.
Yes.
Which you have done here in Indiana already in your 3 short months.
It's true, yeah.
You've had the door knock action. You were concerned about cuts in Medicaid.
Yes, but I should say, Hoosier Action, we're a base building organization. So
yes,
that means we don't advocate on behalf of, but try to build a base where people are really leading the organization. And we're member owned and driven.
Uh-huh.
So the door knocking, the catalyst for it was really the potential cuts to Medicaid and also what Governor Holcomb is trying to do in terms of a work requirement on Medicaid. But the conversation with people is much longer and expansive. And then we try to follow up with people as much as possible and bring them into the organization. So the door knocking is not just a one-off conversation, but a longer attempt to build relationships with people across the county. And I should say we're also working outside of this county.
Always the optimist. Kate Hess Pace, social justice warrior. She's a community organizer, director of Hoosier Action. Kate, thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Gleb on our website, wfhb.org.